Nation, KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
1.8, they get it underneath their own hoop, Lou and Dusky to do it. Lobs it out top, long three, Jacobowski, good! And we're tied going to the fourth quarter. Austin Jacobowski brings the Red Raider fans to their feet with a high arcing rainbow three.
Tonight, the Shelton Bulldogs travel north to battle the Arcadia Loup City Rebels. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Kennesaw will inbound it underneath their own hoop. The pass up towards the top of the circle, tipped away, and Plehal won the race to the ball, takes it to the other end and scores. And we are tied at 29, a 9-0 run by Shelton to tie this game up.
Points could be a premium tonight as both squads' defenses have been the strength so far this season. It's the Bulldogs and Rebels coming up next, but first a New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Deal live from Arcadia right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Arcadia, Nebraska. The New Tech Seed pregame show brings us to some Tuesday night basketball as the Arcadia Loup City Rebels take on the Shelton Bulldogs. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The girls' game tonight going to Arcadia Loup City as they pick up the victory 46-21 over Shelton for their fifth win of the year. Here in the boys' game, it's kind of a battle of attrition. Shelton is also not very deep. They have been so banged up from the football season. They've also got a couple of kids out with other variety of issues that will not be playing tonight. In fact, only 10 kids suited up tonight, it looks like, for Shelton. For Arcadia Loup City, they've been winning, but Coach Paul Henry says, we haven't been making a lot of shots outside of Brady Rasmussen. They're going to want to pound the ball inside. Nothing changes. They want to pound the ball inside, play great defense, pressure the basketball, try and get some transition buckets. And Shelton, Coach Walter telling me, he goes, we just haven't got the depth in practice to really do that to our varsity. We're so young when it comes to the guys on the bench, a ton of freshmen. And he goes, we're going to have to find a way to handle the basketball here tonight. So we'll see how it all plays out. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank in Kearney. 5 Points Bank, better choices, better service. They can take care of banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. First off, for the visitors, the Shelton Bulldogs. Here's how things look tonight. They will go with number 10, 5'11", senior Derek Ellis. He's probably been playing the best basketball, it sounds like, of late for the Bulldogs. Number 12 is a 6'3" senior, Taryn Hawks. Number 14 is a 6'4" senior, Spencer Wires. Number 30, 6'3", senior Owen Madden. And number 50, 6'3", senior Dakota Pollard. Head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Matt Walter, assisted by Dan Brown. They are 4-5 on the season and coming off a nice win against Deschler in their last game out. Now for the Arcadia Loup City Rebels. Their starting lineup looks like this. Double zero is a 6'1" junior, Steele Silliman. The top scorer on the team is number 4, 5'10", senior Brady Rasmussen. Number 22, a 5'11", sophomore Grant Lewandowski. Number 30, a 6'1", junior Robbie Ritz. And number 32, a 6'3", senior Matt Jarzinka. Head coach is Paul Henry, assisted by Mark Higgins and Aaron Habe. Arcadia Loup City is 8-3 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we will be back for the start of tonight's boys basketball game after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Tom Graham puts the ball in the air, our officiating crew here tonight, and the ball will be controlled by Arcadia Loup City. And Shelton going to play 2-3 zone. We'll see how the Rebels of Arcadia Loup City handle it here. Brady Rasmussen at the top of the circle. Trying to throw it down low. They get it to Ritz, and he's going to be fouled on the first shot attempt of the basketball game. At the line will be Robbie Ritz. Now, this is the first year, in case you didn't join us for much of the girls' game, that Arcadia and Loup City have combined for basketball. They did it for a number of years in volleyball, but now they're coming together in all sports over the next couple of years. As the free throw is on the way by Ritz, and it is good. The foul was on Dakota Pollard. And Arcadia Loup City with the first point of the basketball game. Second free throw coming up for Ritz. And talking with Coach Paul Henry, says it's just about 50-50. We have a lot of Arcadia kids on the roster, and Ritz hits them both, Ritz being one of those. And it's 2-0 Rebels on the opening possession of the basketball game. Man-to-man defense here by the Rebels, or are they going to try a matchup zone? Looks like getting free here is Taren Hawks. Nobody's covering him. And there's some confusion out there, I think, by the Rebels. Couple guys playing man, couple guys playing zone, trying to track the ball here. Coach Paul Henry saying this is what we want to do. To the high post, it will be Spencer Wires. Wires drives and lays it over the front of the rim and in. And the first bucket of the ball game belongs to Shelton, and we are tied at 2. Fast break the other way. Rasmussen pulls up on the left wing, gives it top of the key to Sillivan. Rotates it right-hand corner to Lewandowski. Top of the key, Rasmussen for the three. It's good. Brady Rasmussen with the three-point bucket, and it's 5-2. Coach Walter saying we've got a heck of a stretch ahead of us here, and we're going to have to be able to score some points because we know the other teams have some shooters, and they play 2-3 zone against most teams. Owen Madden starts to dribble now, bounce pass inside to Hawks, and it's going to be knocked away by Ritz. First turnover of the game. Here comes Rasmussen to the other end, but getting in there, Taren Hawks will knock it off his leg and get the ball right back. Again, when you look at what's coming up for the Shelton Bulldogs, Ravenna's 9-2, Amherst is 8-3, Wood River is an improved team at 6-4, Overton is state rated at 8-2. Last game out, they beat an 8-3 Deschler team and lost by 1 to a 9-2 Wilcox Hildreth team. The game before that, 9-2 BDS. There are no breathers in over a month for this banged up, fairly young, outside of the starters, Shelton Ball Club. At the top of the circle, Dakota Pollard gets it on the left wing to Ellis. Ellis tries to drop it inside for Madden, and they can't connect. Out of bounds, it will go. Just underway here, 6:13 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-2. Arcadia Loup City with the lead. Again, part of the games are in Loup City, part of the games in Arcadia. Tonight we're in Arcadia. Back up top, Lewandowski swings it to the right side. Into the corner, Ritz. Back up top, Rasmussen. On the weak side, they'll go to Sullivan. Sullivan starts to drive, but they'll call him for the walk. And ball back over here to Shelton. Expect a low-scoring game tonight. Shelton, if they get a, I would say if Shelton could get to 40 points, they would have to love their chances unless it got out of control here somehow. But this is a ball game where 40 points is probably going to be your winner. Working around the Rebels 1-3-1 zone. And trying not to let them get any threes out top. With it is Hawks. On the wing to Ellis. Ellis starts the dribble from the left wing to the right. He's bumped there a little bit by Lewandowski. Bounce pass to Wires on the right elbow. Back up top. They'll go and holding the ball. Ellis coming off a couple of picks. Hawks, but he's 25 feet away from the hoop by the time he caught the ball. Running off a lot of screens, but Loup City's doing a good job of chasing. Over to Ellis, very patient here for the Bulldogs, haven't even had a look at a shot. Hawks drives to the top of the circle, back over into the hands of Ellis. And then a travel going to be called here on Shelton, kind of unguarded. Evidently, Ellis was kind of looking over here to see if they wanted to change something up, and they dinged him with a travel. Quickly the other way, Loup City will make you pay if you're not paying attention, and that's what they did. Drive it down low, good pass, Robbie Ritz. We'll lay it up and in, and it's 7-2 Rebels. Ellison to the front court, gives it off to Pollard. Again, they're really spreading the floor here for Shelton, trying to extend that Rebel defense to get some openings. Hawks back to Madden. Madden wrap around to Ellis. Down the left-hand corner, Pollard trying to back his way in. Oh, they're going to call him for an offensive push-off. And Matt Walter wants an explanation there. Didn't think that there was that much contact, but they're going to say that Pollard extended his arm and shoved him back. So offensive foul on Dakota Pollard, and he's got two early ones here with 4.5 to go in the first quarter of play. Rasmussen up the floor. They dump it down to Ritz again, try to get it to Silverman. There's a nice steal. Making the tap and getting out of there with it is Derek Ellis. Numbers aren't there. Dumps it into the corner to Hawks. Looking for Madden. He's on the low block, double team. Gets tripped up, and a foul going to be called. He was trying to step back right underneath the rim to get a shot away, and the sandwich got him. Foul going to be called on Steele Silliman. That's the first on Arcadia Loop City. And the Rebels will sub in. Cameron Charles is in. Inbounds pass wires. Catch and shoot from 5 feet. It's no good. And the ball is saved in beautifully by Derek Ellis. So a second chance here for Shelton. Also in the game for Arcadia Loop City, the 6'5 junior Dalton Peters. Here's a three-pointer on the way for the big fella Dakota Pollard. Pollard hits the first three attempted by Shelton. And it's 7-5. Peters at 6'5 was playing late in the JV game here today. So be interested to see how much varsity time he gets as the ball is stolen away again by Taren Hawks. Hawks outlet pass down to Madden. Get it out to Ellis for a three-pointer. It is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Ritz to the other end. Fast break. Ball lost. Rasmussen can't find the handle. And the Rebels with their fifth turnover. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Paul Henry. Even though his team has the lead, they're struggling a little bit with 3:34 to go. In the first quarter of play, it's Arcadia Loop City 7 and Shelton 5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
As always, want to say a big thank you to the athletic director, Jess Underwood, here in Arcadia, and to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Doug Duda back with you here at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. 7-5, Arcadia Loop City leading Shelton. Arcadia Loop City calling that 30-second timeout. Shelton trying to take the lead here. They missed on a three last possession that would have done it. Into the paint to Ellis. Gives it off to Wires. And a 3-second violation on Shelton. Ellis got the ball in the paint. Then when he passed it off, he didn't get out of the paint. And that'll be the fourth turnover on Shelton. Rasmussen will bring it into the front court here against the Shelton 2-3 zone. They will probably not change that at all tonight. Rasmussen spins it over here to Charles. Left-hand corner to Sullivan. Skip pass over the top of the zone was not high enough, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Lost by Loop City Arcadia. And that's why Coach Henry called the timeout. And it has not changed things here as Lewandowski is in and Sullivan is out. They'll drop back in the half-court defensive set, and dribbling the ball up will be the senior, Derek Ellis. Five seniors start, but everything after that, very, very young, a majority of freshmen. And Coach Matt Walter just doesn't have any depth. That was negated by the injuries during football season. Pollard starts to drive, then kicks it back out, and the three-pointer comes up short again for Ellis, but the offensive rebound, Hawks, and it spins out, no good. Robbie Ritz will get the rebound for the Rebels. To Rasmussen, who pushes the ball up the floor all the way into the right-hand corner, then turns and kicks it back to the trailer in Ritz. Skip it over to Charles. Into the corner, Ritz again behind the arc. They let him take the three, and he'll bury it. Robbie Ritz with 7 of the 10 points here for the Rebels, and it's 10-5. Arcadia Loop City into the front court. Madden starts at right side against the Loop City Arcadia zone. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ball between the circles. Ellis back over to Madden, not afraid for another three. It rattles in and out, no good. Off the miss by Pollard. The rebound brought down by Madden. And then it looks like another three-second call. Going to be whistled here against Shelton. And just haven't seen that many, but kind of if you get in that groove where they catch it once, they're going to start to watch for it. And that's what's happened here to Shelton. That's their fifth turnover. Here's Rasmussen for three off the front of the rim, sitting there, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Got a foul and a putback. Two free throws coming up here for the Rebels. And Robbie Ritz, he's got all of their rebounds so far. He's 2 of 2 at the line, 7 points. And now I guess they've changed their mind. One official signaled 2 free throws, and the other said no. The foul is on Owen Madden, his first, team's third. Inbound Rasmussen starts to drive, knocked away by Hawks. Rasmussen able to go back and get it, though. Skip pass Ritz for 3 more. That one is strong. Offensive rebound by Grant Lewandowski, and another foul called on Shelton. Shelton was trying to get a jump ball, and the foul is going to be called on Spencer Wires, his first, and the team's fourth. 1:24 to go here in the first quarter. 10-5 Rebels at home, leading Shelton. And to throw it in, Lewandowski. Out of the right wing to Ritz. Up top, Charles. Back over to Lewandowski. Baseline wide open. Ritz. Ritz attacks the hole. They had to let him go, and he scores. Well-executed inbounds play there by Arcadia Loop City, and they lead it by a score of 12-5. Ellis into the front court. They work it deep in the left-hand corner to Hawks. Back out to the big fella, Pollard. Dakota, couple dribbles. To Ellis, crossover dribble. Puts up the high arcing jumper from 10. It's no good. And Matt Jarzynka, who's into the ball game, will grab that rebound. Into the front court they come. Skip pass right side. Lewandowski up top. Rasmussen right back over to Charles. Decides to square up for the three. Short, but it's an air ball right into the hands of Robbie Ritz. If you're going to miss it like that. And Ritz with an easy layup. And it's 14-5. 7 in a row here for the Rebels. Take the lead out to 9. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Ellis to Hawks. Against that 2-3 zone back up top. Controlling the ball, Ellis trying to clear it out for him maybe. Now Pollard into the left-hand corner. On the post, Wires. Wires thinking about taking it in, and a foul will be called. He kicked it back out on the wing, and Arcadia Loop City foul on Grant Lewandowski, his first, and the second team foul. Into the ball game here for Shelton will be Junior Saucedo. And Sullivan back in for the Rebels. 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Shelton ball on their own baseline. Lob it out top to Pollard. Pollard, one dribble, bounce pass down to the baseline to Hawks. Back to Pollard. Trapped in the corner. Back to Hawks with 5 seconds. Out top, they're going to have to get it down low. And the ball knocked away, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So after one, it is Arcadia Loop City 14 and Shelton 5. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, Loop City.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelton will get the ball to start the second quarter, but they have some work to do. Coach Matt Walter knew that they've got to find a way to get some points, and they were held to 5 here in the first quarter. The last 7 went to Arcadia Loop City. Hawks from the free throw line. Hits one, though, and a good start to the second quarter, 14-7. Rebels with the lead. Quickly up the floor, Rasmussen. Rasmussen kicks it over to Lewandowski. Three-pointer on the way. It spins around and out, no good. And Wires will bring down the rebound for Shelton. Just their 4th board. Only 6 pulled down in the first quarter for Arcadia Loop City. Hawks up top to Ellis. Dribble to the right side to Saucedo. Junior back up top to Hawks. Hawks will bring it over to Ellis. Unguarded three-pointer up and off the iron. Boy, it looked good. It was right in front of us, and the rebound brought down by Steele Sullivan. 1 of 5 from the outside. And at the other end, a three-pointer, and Ritz hits his third one. Robbie Ritz with 14 of the 17 points here in the first half of play for Arcadia Loop City, and it is 17-7. Down low, Sacita, back up top, Hawks. Passed up on the three. Goes to Pollard for three. No. And the ball grabbed by Brady Rasmussen. Outlet pass, Ritz. Left-hand corner. There's Rasmussen again. Lewandowski. Back to Rasmussen. Unguarded. Three. Up. Three. No good that time. And the rebound brought down by Taren Hawks. A little quicker shot selection from both teams here in the second quarter. And Shelton decides to slow it down. Try to get it into the corner to Sacita. Back out to Hawks. Quick rotation. They'll get it to Wires on the block. Left side. Spencer, a couple of dribbles into the paint. Back out to Ellis. Derek between the circles. Being very patient here. Trying to find the right player. Into Pollard. Got the ball on the low block. He'll spin and score. That's one of those where they throw the ball to you before you look in football. You just turn and it's there. And that's what happened with Pollard. The pass bounced right to him, and he scores, 17-9. Pollard with five. Loop City Arcadia rotates it to Lewandowski. To Rasmussen, back in the left-hand corner. The pass got away from Robbie Ritz. Each team had six turnovers in the first quarter. That's the first of the second quarter. And checking in will be Dalton Peters for the Rebels. In the girls' game tonight, Arcadia Loop City won at 46-21. We'll talk more about that at the half. We're expected to be joined by head coach Ashy. 22 points in the game for Alexa Gock led the way. Here's Sacita as we're back to action for three. No good. It comes right down to Robbie Ritz. And up the floor to Rasmussen. His scoop shot is good, and Brady has five. So Rasmussen has five. Ritz has the other 14, and it's 19-9. Pull up three. Hawks in transition. They can't get him to go. Rebound comes down to Sullivan. Steele checks the numbers coast to coast, and a contact blocking foul called. Sullivan was able to just get enough around Derek Ellis that Ellis had to stick that hip out, and that's the first foul on Ellis. Sullivan to the line now to shoot two free throws. This is only the second trip to the line for either team in this game. And the free throw by Sullivan is on the way, and it is good. Men's college basketball tonight in the Big Ten. We had it for you on ESPN Radio. It was Indiana handing Wisconsin their first loss of the year. 75-72, Indiana beats Wisconsin. Steele Sullivan hits both free throws, and it's 21-9, Arcadia Loop City. In other action, Wichita State 40-23 over Bradley. They've just started the second half, and Creighton has just getting ready to tip off in Omaha against Butler. Here's Wires off the pick, right-hand corner, and sticks that 15-footer. Spencer hit the first bucket of the game, and that's his second, 21-11. Shelton down by 10. Lewandowski sees a seam in the zone, drives in, missed it. Short little putback, though. Steele Sullivan, one of the Shelton players, ended up on the ground, and that was the man that was supposed to be on Sullivan, and he got the easy putback, 23-11. Ball between the circles here. Ellis. Ellis starts right. Crossover dribble off the screen. Get it back to Owen Madden. Or Sacita, excuse me. Madden's also in there. Now Sacita for the three. It's off the heel. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Robbie Ritz yanks down his sixth. Shelton hit their first three of the game. They've missed nine in a row since. And at the other end, Arcadia Loop City stepped on the baseline and turned the basketball over. So 1 of 9 from downtown for Shelton, 3 of 8 for Arcadia Loop City. Two of those made by Ritz. Rasmussen hit the other. Midway through the second quarter of play, it's 23-11. Arcadia Loop City on top of Shelton as Ellis brings it into the front court. Derek against the zone gives it to Sacita. Sacita, a couple of dribbles, lobs into the corner to Wires, right back out top to Hawks. Ooh, Ellis is open. There's a good bounce pass to him. Step back three, and it just won't go. Rebound brought down by Robbie Rentz. Shelton needs something to go against that pressure. Fast break the other way. Loop City turns it over. Here is Ellis. Doesn't have the numbers, and Rasmussen trying to stop him. Got in there and reached in, committed the foul. Brady Rasmussen with his first foul. Third team foul here on the Rebels. 3:35 to go, first half, 23-11. Rebels with the lead and a timeout called by Shelton. See if they can get some offense rolling here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
LaserTech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Shelton ball out of the timeout underneath their own hoop. They try to set up the top of the key three off the screen for Hawks, but it's well covered. Skip it over to Sauceda Jr. Back out to Ellis, and the Rebels defended the inbounds play well. So now into the half court. Sauceda for the three. No good. Rebound brought down by Pollard. Pollard tries to put it back up in traffic and scores. 7 points for Dakota Pollard, and it's 23-13. Shelton trying to stay in it as they head towards halftime. Here's Ritz for three in the right-hand corner. That'll be short. Pollard got the rebound, and a foul going to be called on the Rebels. We'll head the other way. Arcadia Loop City steals Sullivan with his second, fourth team foul on the Rebels. 23-13, Arcadia Loop City with the 10-point lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits as Dakota Pollard dumps it into the corner to Taryn Hawks. Staying outside that perimeter. Shelton has figured out what they want to do. Now they just got to score. They're getting shots. They're getting looks. Now they got to make it. Hawks draws the double team to Wires. His 10-footer, though, skips off the rim. No good. And Robbie Ritz with his eighth rebound. It's been the Robbie Ritz show so far tonight. 8 boards and 14 points. Skip pass trying to get it over to Ritz. Does a great job just to catch it, then throws it right back over the top of the zone to Lewandowski. Forces his way into the paint. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Jarzynka. And a foul call. Matt Jarzynka in there, battling with that right knee brace. They'll say no shot. Foul called on Sauceda. His first. 16 foul of the Bulldogs. Inbounds pass to Rasmussen. Maybe trying to set a screen. Ritz for three. He likes the left corner, and he hits another one. Third three for Robbie Ritz. They're all from that left-hand corner. And he now has 17 of the 26 points. 26-13. Front court here for Shelton Sauceda. Between the circles to Ellis, trying to get Derek going. He hasn't scored yet. Drives. Ball tipped out to Hawks. Back to Ellis. And a little slower now for Shelton. They have been stymied again here after a little run earlier in the quarter. Ellis draws the double team to Pollard. Back out Wires. What's working is when they can draw the double team against the zone. That's about the only time they're getting open looks. Draw the double team and kick it out. Now Pollard on the right wing. One dribble. Back out. Quick reversal. Over to Wires outside the arc. Good defense here by Arcadia Loop City. As they're still outside the arc, Hawks fakes the three, got Jarzynka in the air, dribbles to the free throw line, jumper does everything but go in, and then a foul called on Shelton on the rebound attempt. And the foul is going to go on, oh no, they're going to call it on Arcadia Loop City, on Trey Lewandowski, who just checked in. And the ball will stay with the Bulldogs. So Shelton will throw it into Ellis. Trying to get a three away, but Lewandowski fights through, or Rasmussen fights through the screen. Over to Pollard. Pollard to the high post. Hawks. Hawks to the cutter. Pollard in the paint. One-hand jumper. Good boy. Dakota Pollard. Way to make a move inside and handle the ball. Looks really good when he does put the ball on the floor for a post player. He's got 6 and a quarter and 9 in the game. Now Rasmussen buries a three at the other end. And a foul after the play. They'll count the three-pointer by Brady Rasmussen, his second. He's got 8 points. But then a foul trying to get rebounding position for Arcadia Loop City on Matt Jarzynka. his first, team sixth. A 14-point lead for the Rebels. 40 seconds to go here in the half. Hawks in the paint. Got the pass. Back out. Pollard fakes the three. Gives it to Hawks. Up top, Ellis. Down low, wires. He secures it. Gets the ball and missed the jumper. Rebound brought down by Matt Jarzynka. They just haven't had that look, and Wires got anxious and put it up too strong. Rebels may play for the last shot here, although Shelton trying to pressure the ball, and Coach Walter says it's okay. Let's get to halftime. And so the Rebels will whittle the last few seconds off here. Rasmussen has it with 10. Midcourt still dribbling with 8. With 6, he's got to do something pretty soon. 4, 3, kicks it over. Ritz for 3 at the horn. Why not? Robbie Ritz with his 4th trifecta and his 20th point of the half. And at the half, it's the Arcadia Loop City Rebels 32. And the Shelton Bulldogs, 15. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loop City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in Arcadia. Arcadia Loop City Rebel basketball leading Shelton by a score of 32-15 in our boys' game. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a moment. But earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Arcadia Loop City getting their 5th win of the season as they were able to take care of Shelton by a score of 46-21. And we'll talk with the head coach in Josh Ashe here in just a second. 22 points tonight for Alexa Gock in the victory. She was hitting three-pointers like Robbie Ritz is here in the boys' game for the Rebels. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. You got some success early this season, but you were looking to snap a losing streak tonight, and the girls did that.
Yes, they did. Like you said, Alexa came out, finally got some looks on the outside, and girls did a good job of inside out getting her the ball, and she was able to capitalize, made a few tonight. So good momentum starting the week off. We got another game on Friday to get ready for, though.
We've got to, and we won't sugarcoat it. Obviously, Shelton was still looking for their first win, and maybe even with that, lost their best player over the weekend to an injury in Pleahall. But when you come out in a game like that, you're more worried about getting done what you're supposed to be doing and executing it. And the girls, outside of a couple stretches there where they probably turned the ball over a little too much, looked like they ran the plays like they were supposed to, played tough defense, and hit some shots for you tonight.
We emphasized all week getting the ball inside, taking the good shots, making the good pass, you know, got back to fundamentals a little bit. And, you know, like you said, a couple stretches where we turned it over too much, and free throws were obviously an issue for us. 4 of 13, I think the book said. So, you know, still things to work on, but got back to basics and cleaned things up a little bit, things that we hadn't been doing well the previous 5 or 6 games.
Well, you take a look at some of these teams you've been playing, they're very competitive. Anytime you're going in the conference, you're going to see some competitive play. What did you see tonight that you think you can build on? I mean, something that you kind of just emphasized there, you talked about it in practice, getting the ball inside. Is that something you can continue to do as you head into this tougher stretch?
Well, something we hadn't done a lot of was get a little pressure on them. And You saw tonight, we tried to do that a couple times. We haven't practiced it a whole heck of a lot because, the depth is an issue for us a little bit as far as trying to press the whole game. But we're going to continue working on it and try to put some pressure on teams. A lot of teams in the Lou Platte put pressure on, and they create a lot of opportunities doing that. So we're going to work on that and try to do the same. And, when we get the rebound, get out and run a little bit. We had a chance to do that tonight and capitalize on a few easy looks, so we need to continue. We're going to try to pick up the tempo a little bit and get more people involved so we can have some more opportunities and good looks so we don't have to sit in the half court the whole time.
Yeah, Arcadia, Loup City girls coach Josh Ashley, which is here at the halftime. They won it tonight 46-21. I think maybe you almost, if you didn't, you got all but one or two girls in the first quarter and everybody played in the first half. Was that the game plan? Is that something different that you've been trying to implement, as you just said?
Well, at the beginning of the year, that was the initial plan, and then we got to where, we couldn't rely on all of them. But, as we've been going on, we've had a few players starting to step up. We had a couple players score more than they have tonight, some good defensive efforts. Held them to 6 points in the first half. And like you said, that was with subbing in, so better job of communicating on the defensive end tonight. So if we get more people that are able to do that for us consistently, we're going to start rotating more and utilize our depth a little bit more.
Up next is Wood River, another team that has struggled to score the basketball this year. It seems like when you can play a game in the upper 30s to low 40s, you've been in those basketball games.
Definitely.
And Ravenna State rated, Orda is playing not up to where they want to be either, but just kind of talk about this stretch you've got the next couple of weeks.
Well, Wood River presents a unique challenge for us. We beat them last year, had a great defensive effort, but they're very talented. Been watching film on them, and they've got girls that can shoot, and a couple girls inside that are pretty decent themselves. So we got our work cut out for us. Ravenna is always Ravenna. They can run, they can shoot, they do everything well. And Ord, not very familiar with them yet. Haven't been watching a whole lot on them, but Ord always comes to play. So, and any team in the Lou Platte is going to be ready to go. They're always tough.
And I know you're trying to continue to build this program that's been struggling the last couple, and I guess you can fill in the blank, years to get some wins. But number five tonight and a couple more, and you're going to be making another stride over the last couple of years.
Definitely. We progress. Year one when I was here, we had three. Last year we got to seven. This year, continue to build and try to get it going. We have leaders out there. We're trying to find some younger leaders. We got a couple seniors that are out there on the floor for us, but need some sophomores and juniors that play a lot of minutes to be vocal out there and pick up the tempo and the leadership out there and the talking. But we're getting there. We're going to get there.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Doing it here in the Arcadia gym tonight. That's always
first one here. That's nice. Get the crowd into it a little bit.
Well, we hope to see you again, and best of luck in the next couple of weeks.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You bet. Coach Josh Ashy of the Arcadia Loup City Lady Rebels. They win it tonight 46-21. The boys lead it 32-15 here at the half over Shelton. We'll look at the first half numbers after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a quick rundown of our first half stats for Shelton. Derek Ellis shut out, has one rebound. Taryn Hawks, 2 points, two rebounds. Spencer Wires, 4 points and a rebound. Owen Madden, a rebound. And Dakota Pollard, 9 points, two rebounds. Here at the half, just 15 points for Shelton, seven rebounds. They have not been to the free throw line. 1 of 10 from three-point land and 6 turnovers, and those were all in the first quarter. For Arcadia Loup City, Steele Sullivan has 4 points, three rebounds. Brady Rasmussen has 8 points and a rebound. Grant Lewandowski, a rebound. Matt Jarzynka, three rebounds. And then there's Robbie Ritz, 20 points, eight rebounds, and he's hit four threes here in the first half of the basketball game. For Arcadia Loup City, 14 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, and at the half, 32 points, 16 rebounds, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. They are 6 of 12, it looks like, from three-point land, including their last three, and 9 turnovers. Arcadia Loup City leads at 32-15 at the half over Shelton, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with second half action after this.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Before we start the second half here on Classic Hits, we want to send our thoughts and our prayers, just like the folks here in Loup City and Arcadia want to do, to the Higgins family. We mentioned that Mark Higgins has been a longtime assistant coach. His son Mitchell was in a horrible automobile accident and is at Madonna in Lincoln. And the whole folks, everybody here just wants to say best of luck. They're in their thoughts, in their prayers, in this very difficult, difficult time. So to the entire Higgins family, you're in our thoughts, in our prayers, and God willing, everybody gets well. So we start the second half. A three-pointer by Ritz is no good, but he follows his shot, gets the rebound, puts it up and in. And a lot of people have been watching Brady Rasmussen. You better be watching Robbie Ritz. That's 22 points and 9 rebounds, and we're 30 seconds into the second half, and Shelton turns it over for the first time since the first quarter, trying to dump it down low to Taren Hawks. They threw it over his head and out of bounds. So back over to the Arcadia Loup City Rebels, 34-15. And up top, Rasmussen over to Sullivan. They back in. Jarzynka starting the half. Rasmussen top of the key three. It's good. Those three-pointers tonight are looking like layups. That's the third three for Rasmussen. He's got 11. Ritz has 22. That's 33 of the 37. The other four belong to Sullivan. Wires with it now for Shelton. They're trying to find a way to get their offense going. They're just not quite as quick or deep as the Arcadia Loup City Rebels, but they sneak it over to Wires, who went back door, lob to him. He'll catch and score. And Spencer now with a bucket in each quarter. He's got 6. Each team have had just 3 scores. Ritz, a deep three, kind of feeling it, and that one came up short. Rebound, Owen Madden. Up the floor with it is Taren Hawks. Nobody in real foul trouble for either team as we go to the second half, as nobody has more than 2. Owen Madden in the right-hand corner tries to force it to Wires. The ball is turned over. Here's Rasmussen to the other end, around the defender. Missed the layup. Good job by Hawks to make him change his shot, but Rasmussen will track down the rebound, and the Rebels will get into their half-court set. Ritz into Jarzynka on the post. Back out Rasmussen. Brady for the three. That one's a little flat, no good. Rebound corralled by Taren Hawks, his third. And Hawks will bring it up the floor here for Shelton. Down by 20 right now. 37-17 to a pretty hot shooting Arcadia Loup City. And Coach Paul Henry will have some explaining to do in the postgame. He was telling me that nobody was making anything outside of Rasmussen, and Robbie Rice can't miss tonight. There's a steal by Jarzynka. Up to Ritz, Ritz. Back over to Sullivan for 3. That's no good. And the rebound brought down by Derek Ellis. Ritz with 4 threes, 22 points tonight. Ellis over to Hawks. Taren inside, trying to make some room is Pollard. Are they going to get him for an offensive foul? Yes, they are. The second offensive foul on Pollard. Dakota with his third foul. 2 of them have been called push-offs. And it looks like coming in will be Sasita, and Madden will come out. Only 6 players right now for Coach Matt Walter to work with. Only 10 suited, and the other 4 are either sophomores or freshmen. And they already had their JV game tonight. Here's a nice steal by Hawks. Taren to the other end, trying to beat the double team. Now the ball's loose, and the Rebels will get it right back into the front court. Layup Rasmussen. So it looked like it was going to be a great steal and possible layup. and it ended up benefiting the Rebels. 39-17, a 7-2 start here to the second half, and already four turnovers here in the first 3 minutes for the Bulldogs. Sauceda to Wires, high post Hawks, over to Ellis, tries another three, needs one, cannot get it to go. Rebound brought down by Matt Jarzynka. Shelton, who's usually a pretty decent outside shooting team, not so far tonight, as Sullivan's quick jumper from the baseline is no good. Sauceda with his first rebound here for Shelton. And it's not going to get much easier for the Bulldogs over the next couple of weeks. Wires up top, Sauceda, one dribble, into the paint, nice pass to Hawks, ball fake, draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Taren Hawks, and these will be the first free throws of the basketball game for Shelton. Hawks with 2 points so far. The foul is on Grant Lewandowski, his first, according to the board. Free throw is on the way, and Hawks will put it up and in. Checking back into the ball game, the Rebels are going to see Cohen Lewandowski check in here with 4:24 to go in quarter number three. Second free throw now, Hawks, and that skins out, no good. Rebound Jarzynka. 39-18, Arcadia Loop City. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Rasmussen has a seam, so he brings it into the paint. Pulls up from eight, too strong. Offensive rebound, Jarzynka kicks it out for three, and another one is good for Robbie Ritz. That's five threes for Ritz. 42-18. Sauceda into the front court for Shelton. Into the paint. Good ball fake by Pollard. And a foul going to be called as he tried to take it to the hoop. Couldn't quite get the shot away to get some free throws. So they'll have to take it out underneath. They really would love to get Pollard the ball a little more. Jarzynka with his second foul. And they'll secure it in to Ellis. Back out Pollard. Under pressure, the three is no good. And then a foul trying to get position on Shelton. One of 12 outside the arc. Shelton hit their first one of the game. And 11 straight misses from 19-9 and beyond. The foul was on Taren Hawks. That is his second. And the third team foul here of the half. 3:45 to go here, third quarter. And Arcadia Loop City is just cruising along right now. And a 3 second count on Arcadia Loop City. That's their 11th turnover. Peters, Sullivan, Rasmussen, Ritz, and Cohen Lewandowski on the floor for the Rebels. And for Shelton, Wires, he's got the ball, along with Pollard, Hawks, Sauceda, and Derek Ellis, whose pass is deflected away. And the steal is made. Coming up with a loose basketball is Robbie Ritz. Up to Lewandowski, Brady to Rasmussen. He'll drive, but before the shot, he's grabbed. Brady Rasmussen, his layup will be wiped off because of the earlier foul called on Spencer Wires. And a timeout on the floor with 3:18 to go here in the third quarter of play. A full-length timeout by Shelton. Brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance, Joe Methy. Now's the time to stop by and see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. 3:18 to go in the third quarter of play. Arcadia Loop City 42, Shelton 18.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And we're back to action here. Arcadia Loop City with a basketball. Top of the key, trying the three that time. Ritz, no good. Rebound brought down by Sullivan, and it's no good. Got kicked back out there. I think Rasmussen grabbed that one as well. 42-18, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's all Rebels right now. With it, Cohen Lewandowski to Rasmussen over to Sullivan, keeping it outside the arc. Shelton staying in that 2-3 zone. The Rebels have made them pay by hitting eight threes down low. Peters, turnaround jumper, and it's good. Dalton Peters becomes just the fourth Rebel to score in the game with his first bucket. Derek Ellis into the front court to Saucedo. Get it to Wires at the top of the key. Dribbles in between the double team, then kicks it back out to Saucedo. Lobs it over to Ellis. And Ellis will dribble it back out top. Tries to force it inside to Hawks, and the ball stolen away. Rasmussen to the other end, through traffic, draws the hip foul, lays it up, and scores. A chance for a three-point play for Brady Rasmussen. 7 in the quarter and 15 the game for the 5'10 senior guard. The foul will be called on Wires, his third. Fifth team foul here on Shelton. And Rasmussen now to try to complete the three-point play. On the way, and it's short. He knew it. He tries to follow it. Fight for the ball in the paint. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Shelton with 2:12 to go here in this third quarter of play. We'll check some other scores. Girls games done earlier tonight. Blue Hill, no problem beating Gibbon, 67-22. Centura with a tussle edged the Donovan Trumbull girls, 42-41. Give you a few more here in a moment. Loop City here tonight. Arcadia Loop City, the 46-21 win over Shelton. High post with it is Pollard. Gives it to Wires into the corner. Checking in is Zach Harvey. Zach, one of those freshmen, 5'7". I think Shelton's got some talent down there in those younger classes, but will they have a lot of it as the ball's kicked? Girls basketball also tonight. Elwood edges Anselmo Myrna 43-42. Giltner over Kennesaw 65-28. Hampton beat Hartland Lutheran 57-47. Hayes Center 28-23 over Med Valley. Give you some more here in just a moment. Right now it's Zach Harvey with a basketball. Top of the circle, they'll go to Hawks. Taren, couple dribbles to the right, dumps it into the corner to Wires, and then throws it behind Harvey. The ball will be stolen away for an uncontested layup by Brady Rasmussen. 9 in the quarter now, 17 in the game for Rasmussen. Shelton doesn't put their head down. They go straight back up the floor. Hawks up top, back over to Wires, playing catch on the left side of the key. Hawks stops with the ball, back over to Saucedo, who will shoot the three. Guarded out there by Cameron Charles, who's back in for the Rebels. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. And Shelton has been held to 3 points here in the third. Rebels will check in Trey Lewandowski. And checking out will be Peters. So Lewandowski, Rasmussen, Cameron Charles, Robbie Ritz, and also Grant Lewandowski. Here's a three, Wires off the inbound. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ritz. That's his 10th. Up the floor come the Rebels. Rasmussen pulls up from 16. It's short, and he will be called for the foul trying to follow his shot. He got boxed out, then reached over the top and commits his second personal foul. Some other girls' games tonight. Kearney Catholic 68, Lexington 31 was the final. Minden over Ravenna 65-30 in a battle of top 10 teams. Grand Island Northwest beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight 41-31. St. Cecilia's got quite the gauntlet coming. And here's Hawks with the charging foul at the other end. Sliding over to take that charge is going to be Trey Lewandowski. And a charge on Hawks, and that'll be his third. And I think we've run down the girls' scores from the area for tonight, but that big one, Northwest defeating St. Cecilia, the boys' game currently on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Southern Valley beat Chase County tonight 42-32. Final 20 seconds of the third quarter. And the ball is going to be kicked. So Arcadia Loop City will throw it in again. 13 seconds to go near midcourt. It's Trey Lewandowski tossing it into the backcourt to Charles. Charles across the timeline. Crossover dribble and too much of a crossover. They call him for the carry. 12th turnover of the night for the Rebels. So Shelton will get one more chance here with 8 seconds. And the Rebels will kind of drop back. They'll get it into Hawks. Midcourt with 6. Hawks wants to take his man. spins to the high post, kicks it off to Dakota Pollard, and he can't get the shot away before the horn, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. 16-3 run for Arcadia Loup City, and they lead it 48-18 over Shelton. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Going to Bowman is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Doug Dudas, Stacy Johns, back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Arcadia Loup City will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. And it looks like we've got a foul called inside on Steele Sullivan. He was battling with Dakota Pollard, and an offensive foul was called. That'll be the third on Sullivan, the fourth team foul on the Rebels. Six fouls have been called in the half on Shelton. Pollard gets it down low off the pick and roll. Ball fake, and he's fouled on the shot. Two free throws coming up for Dakota Pollard, who leads the team with 9 points, but they all came in the first half. Shelton held to 3 points there in the third quarter, and that one's also on Sullivan, and that's his fourth. This is just the second trip to the line as a team for Shelton. They're 1 of 2. They're 1 of 13 from three-point land. They have 13 turnovers. Arcadia Loup City has 12. The free throw no good. Three-point shooting, big story tonight. Arcadia 8 of 19. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound, went over everybody's head, so Pollard picks it up, drives in, and they call it for his third charge of the night. They know what he's going to do when he gets in there to try and clear space. That's his third charge and his fourth foul, and the Rebels will get the basketball back. Pollard, 6'3 senior, and he's got some body behind him, so when he lowers that shoulder, you can tell that people are going to move. Rebel basketball, Rasmussen for three. He got another one. 20 points for Brady Rasmussen, and he's not even the leading scorer on the team. He's got 4 threes. And Robbie Ritz has 5, and he's got 25 in a game. As the Shelton shot is no good, and Sullivan will grab his 5th rebound. Rasmussen up the floor, has his pocket picked by Taren Hawks. Hawks to the other end. Jump stop, lets Sullivan fly by, and Hawks scores. So something positive there for the Bulldogs. The 5th point of the ball game for Taren Hawks. On the steal and rare transition bucket that time. Rasmussen drives, leaves it to Jarzynka underneath, who got shoved on the shot. And Matt will go to the line for the first time tonight to shoot a pair of free throws with 6:51 to go in our basketball game. The foul called on Derek Ellis is his 2nd. And 2 free throws here for Jarzynka. First one is too strong, no good. Don't forget, coming up at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. Jarzynka's 2nd free throw is up, and he's got his 1st point of the night. He will also check out of the basketball game, and back in will be Steele Sullivan after that short break. Sullivan, Ritz, along with Rasmussen, Jarzynka, and Grant Lewandowski, and here's Rasmussen with the steal to the other end. His jumper is no good. Rebound Ritz, back up and in, and he draws the foul. This is an unbelievable performance being put on tonight by Robbie Ritz. He's got a chance at a 3-point play here, and that's the 4th foul on Spencer Wires. So a couple of players, Wires and Pollard, each have four. Hawks with three now for Shelton. And I just think they're getting a little tired. They just have played only seven kids tonight. There's not as much depth as Arcadia Loop City. The free throw is good. Ritz completes the three-point play. How about 28 points and 11 rebounds tonight for the 6'1 junior, Robbie Ritz. 55-20 at the other end. Saucita tries the three. No good. But the offensive rebound for Taryn Hawks. Back to Saucita in the left-hand corner, dribbles out of there and gives it to Pollard at the top of the circle, who immediately gets rid of it to Ellis, to Hawks. He'll try one. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Tapping, trying to grab the ball. Wires saves it in, gets it to his teammate. Oh, no, they're going to say he was out of bounds. Okay. Wires threw it in. It was very close to the baseline. They say it hit the baseline, and so it will be Arcadia Loop City basketball. We knew that scoring would be at a premium, but it's been a lot easier when you make this many threes for Arcadia Loop City. And Brady Rasmussen drives and puts one off the glass from eight, and now he's got 22. And I think Rasmussen and Ritz are trying to figure out which one is going to be the leading scorer tonight. And they have got 50 of the team's 57 points, and they have been shooting lights out. Saucita back up top to Ellis. He's been shut out tonight, which is highly unusual for the Bulldogs. Played so well against Deschler. Saucita to Hawks. Back out to Ellis. Ball fake. Got open. 16-footer, and there it is. Derek Ellis with his first bucket of the basketball game. 57-22, the Rebels. Shelton going to put a little pressure on here just to kind of keep in the game right now. And the ball takes a funny hop up the floor there for Grant Lewandowski. Wasn't his fault. He just dribbled up the floor, and it took a bad hop on him. And now it looks like Arcadia Loop City going to bring out the two big scorers tonight, Brady Rasmussen and Robbie Ritz. Coach Paul Henry brings them out at the same time. What a night it was for those two as they combined for 50 points and unofficially 15 rebounds in the game. At the other end, a foul will be called. Let's get you the new names here. Connor Detlefs committed that foul. He's in. That's his first. Also, Arturo Guanate is into the basketball game. Jarzinka is in there. Grant Lewandowski stays in. And Sullivan Steele will stay in for a little while longer. Saucita with a basketball. They tell me that Arturo Guanate is from Spain. They get a lot of exchange students here at Arcadia. They do some real good things in their academics. I'll tell you what, you look at some of the things they do here in this small school that's playing six-man football, you'd be pretty amazed at what they can do. Here's a pull-up jumper for three by Hawks. It is no good. Ellis trying to grab the rebound. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Shelton. Ellis had it, was tied up down there by Sullivan. 4:42 remaining in the game. It's all Arcadia Loop City. They were up very even game, 9-5 late in the first quarter. It ended up 14-5. Then it was 32-15 at the half, 48-18 after three. Lob into Wires. Kicks it back to Ellis. Out to Saucita on the inbounds pass here for the Bulldogs. 57-22 Arcadia Loop City. Here's Saucita thinking about the three. Handed his face that time from Charles. So back out to Pollard. Dakota inside on the block to get it to Hawks. Turnaround jumper, rolls out the rim, got it back, put it up and in. Hawks now has 7 points and five rebounds. And a timeout going to be called here by Shelton with 4:15 remaining in the game. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Your score, Arcadia Loop City 57 and Shelton 24.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
4:15 remaining in our boys contest. Arcadia Loup City is going to go to 9-3. Shelton will drop to 4-6 as we play out the string here, 57-24. Shelton trying to put some pressure on this younger second team. They get the turnover, get it down to Ellis. Turnaround jumper, has to force it up. It is no good. And we've got a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Arcadia Loup City. Looked like Cohen Lewandowski was in on that one. So we'll give him credit for the rebound. Arcadia Loup City able to suit up 13 players tonight, and just 10 for Shelton, and they've only played 7. And on the inbounds, Arcadia Loup City traveled with the basketball, couldn't move after the dead ball, and he did, and so they called him for the travel. So the basketball comes back to Shelton. They get to inbound it underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Derek Ellis. Lobs it to Wires in the paint. Pulls up over Peters, who's 6'5", and off the heel, no good. Cohen Lewandowski with the second rebound. Up ahead to Charles. Charles weaves his way all the way to the hoop. The one-hand runner won't go. Rebound brought down by Hawks, who's got 6 now in the game. Taren pushes the ball into the front court. He'll give it off to Dakota Pollard. Long three, no. Ellis trying to grab the rebound, but it's punched out of bounds to the Rebels. Don't forget, more basketball comes your way on Thursday night as Axtell will be hosting Elm Creek. Coverage begins just after 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats. We'll talk with Rebels boys basketball coach Paul Henry. Run down a few scores for you. The Central City girls got by St. Paul tonight, 43-28. One of the big games tonight, Grand Island Northwest beat St. Cecilia 41-31. Inbounds pass. Sauceda got a hand on it. Stolen away here for Shelton. Pollard swings it over to Ellis. Open three for Derek, and there's the first one of the game for Ellis. And after missing 17 in a row, Shelton finally gets their second three of the night, 57-27, as the Rebels bring the ball across the timeline here. It's Cameron Charles with it. Leaves it off for Detlefs into the corner. Back to Charles. And the ball lost out of bounds. So Arcadia Loup City giving a few more problems here. And Coach Henry going to go deeper to the bench here. Time for Steve Burke to check in. Just a freshman. He'll check into the game. And checking out will be Connor Detlefs as Shelton brings the ball into the front court. Here comes Ellis. He'll drive and draw a foul. So Derek will go to the line and shoot two. The foul called on Will Price, who has checked into the game. His first. And Ellis with his first free throw attempt of the evening. It's on the way, yet it is good. All 6 of Ellis's points here in the fourth quarter. 57-28, Arcadia Loup City. No problem tonight in this basketball game. The second free throw is up, and it is in. So Ellis hits them both, and Shelton continues to put pressure on here. They do get the steal. Hawks got the deflection. It ends up in Sauceda's hands, and another foul going to be called. And more free throws, this one for Junior Sauceda. Sauceda has not scored. Had a couple looks at three-pointers tonight, but like most of the team, they just aren't going in for him. And the free throw here is too strong. Again, Arcadia Loup City is back in action on Friday at Wood River. And then they host Ravenna. They host Ord, all with winning records. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Dakota Pollard. Into the right-hand corner he goes. Now back inside to Wires. Little jump hook with the left hand. And Spencer has his 8th point of the basketball game with a bucket at each quarter. The inbounds pass turned over again. Coach Henry might have to call a timeout here. Ellis puts up the 3-pointer. It is short. Rebound tracked down by Cohen Lewandowski. He'll get into the front court and slow it down. Over on the left wing, it is Guanarte with the basketball. Arturo leaves it at the top of the circle. Wires steals it away again. Spencer to the other end, and he's fouled. The youngsters are committing fouls every time right now for Arcadia Loup City, extending this basketball game. And most of the crowd says, okay, that's enough. It's time to get out of here. Foul will be called on Burke. Steve with his first. Two free throws here for Wires, his first trip to the line. As we said, he's got a bucket at each quarter for a total of eight. And the lefty puts the first one up, and no good. 2:15 remaining in our basketball game. Arcadia Loup City going to get the sweep tonight. And both games a little bit easier than one probably would have thought. 46-21 of the girls. It's 57-31 here in the boys. Second free throw. It skips in and out. No good. And Dalton Peters will grab the rebound here for the Rebels. Arturo gets it down the floor. Good catch by Burke. Burke takes it to the hole. Layup won't go for him. Got a good look, and he just wouldn't fall through the cylinder. And out of bounds it goes. Do we have a foul called? The ball was definitely out of bounds off of Arcadia Loup City. And it will be Shelton basketball, and that's exactly what they're going to call here. So Shelton with the ball, final 2 minutes of basketball. And into the front court with it will be Derek Ellis. Into the paint, gives it to Wires, low block, turnaround jumper with the left hand. It's there again, and Wires will score. Baseball pass to break the press to Burke. Burke gets by the double team, comes in, has his shot partially blocked by Spencer Wires. And then on crashing the boards, another foul, and this is what nobody wants to see. Every 5 seconds stopping the clock with this game no longer in doubt. It will be a 1-1 for Dakota Pollard, who's 0 of 2 at the line. He's got 9 points, 4 rebounds. All 9 points came in the first half. The foul is on Guanarte. And the first free throw by Pollard is good. He's got 10 points now. And checking into the ball game for the Rebels is Trey Lewandowski. Just kind of rotating players in over the last few minutes. Second free throw, short. And the rebound grab by Dalton Peters. Baseball pass to the other end. Wide open is Burke. He'll put the layup contested up, and it spins off the rim. No good. Wires got the rebound. Burke, the freshman, had a couple looks, and it just wouldn't fall for him. Wires, here's a pull-up three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Ball out of bounds to Shelton. That is the 21st three attempted in the game here for Shelton. And now Dakota Pollard will check out, and Zach Harvey will check in. And Ellis to throw it in. They're trying to get Harvey open. Now they get Wires on the cut, and he'll score. Everybody watched the guy in Hawks go, or Harvey go to the top of the key, and then sneaking right in there was Wires for his 12th point. And a travel at the other end here for Arcadia Loup City. 10 turnovers in the quarter here. And it looks like Coach Matt Walter for the final minute 15 is going to bring in some other players. Now they had it stopped. One official didn't see it, so they're going to go ahead and play. Ellis with the basketball. He'll scoop and score, making it 57-38 with a minute to go here. And Arcadia Loup City into the front court. Gets it to the left wing. Will Price wrap around pass to Peters. Short jumper, no good. Got his own rebound. And Dalton will put it up and in. 59-38. Shelton, are they going to call timeout to get their kids in? Yeah, they are, just to get the kids in. No need to go to the bench. That's all they're going to do is bring kids in with 38 seconds remaining. And timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. But the team's not going to the bench. Just wanted to get the new kids in, including Jaden Ullman, along with Nathan Rebel and Kyle Roche. Inbounds pass to Zach Harvey. Harvey swings it over to Rebel. Up top to Cecita. Cecita tries to kick it back out. 30 seconds to go. Swings it over for a three-pointer. Zach Harvey, it's too strong. Rebound fought for, and grabbing it will be Trey Lewandowski for the Rebels. 20 seconds to go. Into the front court, Will Price. He'll give it off to Burke. Burke under the right wing to Cohen Lewandowski. And it looks like they might just dribble out the time. They passed up a couple of shots, and that's exactly what the Rebels are going to do, and they're going to go to 9-3 with a 59-38 win over Shelton. And the Misco Sports postgame show is coming your way next on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And again, a big thank you to Jess Underwood, the athletic director here at Arcadia, and all the Rebel fans. Arcadia Loup City winning it tonight 59-38 over Shelton. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco Sports. They, of course, are located in downtown Ord and continue to take care of all of the area schools and athletes at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final stats. First off, for Shelton, just four players scored in the game. Derek Ellis, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Taryn Hawks, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Spencer Wires led the way with 12 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Owen Madden, 2 rebounds. Junior Sauceda, 2 rebounds. And Dakota Pollard ended up with 10 points and 4 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting all in the second half, where they were 4 of 12, 3-point shooting, 1 of 10 in the first half, and 1 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers for Shelton, 6 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Shelton had 15 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half. The Bulldogs finished with 38 points, 19 rebounds, 2 out of 21 from 3-point land, 4 of 12 from the free throw line, 1 block shot, and 14 turnovers. Shelton now 4 and 6 on the season. And for the Bulldogs, they will be home against state-rated Ravenna on Thursday night. Then they go to Amherst, who's 8-3. That is 1 week from tonight. And then they have 3 straight home games on the 23rd, the 28th, and the 31st against Wood River, Overton, and Blue Hill. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Arcadia Loup City and talk with head coach Paul Henry after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Back at the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Rebels of Arcadia Loup City. Steele Sullivan had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Cohen Lewandowski had 3 rebounds. Brady Rasmussen, 22 points, and he wasn't even his team's leading scorer. He had 3 rebounds tonight. He hit 4 3-pointers. Trey Lewandowski and Grant Lewandowski each had 1 rebound. Matt Jarzynko, 1 point, 6 rebounds. Dalton Peters had 4 points and 3 rebounds. And then Robbie Ritz, a game-high 28 points, 11 rebounds, 20 of those coming in the first half. He hit 5 3-pointers in the game tonight. 16 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting in the ball game, 4 of 4 in the first half and 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, I had Loup City Arcadia, 6 of 12 in the first half and 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half. They had 13 in the second half, but a majority of those came in the fourth quarter with the second and third teamers facing the starters press there for Shelton. So put that kind of in perspective. Arcadia Loup City had 32 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half to finish with 59 points, 33 rebounds, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. They were 9 of 20 from three-point land. And 22 turnovers to improve to 9-3 on the season with the 59-38 win. Up next for the Rebels, they too have Ravenna right around the corner. But first, they go to Wood River, and that game is this Friday. And then it's a full week till Ravenna, Ord, and then later in the month, Twin Loup. And Coach Paul Henry joins us here. And Coach, congratulations on the win. And I said you had some apologizing to do. You give me guff that sometimes I'm bad luck charm. But I'll tell you what, tonight you nailed 9 threes. You say nobody can make anything outside of 5 feet. And tonight, Shelton had to be wondering what's going on. They almost had to think about going to a man as much as you were knocking down shots.
Oh, we only had one guy that had made a shot outside of 15 feet since before Christmas. And we said we're still going to keep shooting them when we have them. And you know, when you have confidence in the kids and the kids, you know, keep shooting, and when one goes down, you just feel like everything goes right. And Robbie, everything went right, and things went real well. And then everybody just fed off that. And, you know, I think the impressive part is he got a double-double again tonight with the 11 rebounds, and he's averaging right around 10 boards a game, and that's, you know, been huge for us.
You just kept Shelton from getting shots. They seemed there for a while to get some looks, and then they couldn't make them. And so that just frustrates you when you know you're trying to. They didn't have the depth. You could run in 8, 9, 10 kids. They were running 6 for most of the ball game, and you could just kind of tell that it wore on them a little bit. But as well as Lewandowski, or excuse me, as Ritz and Rasmussen shot the ball, your defense was as good as those two guys were offensively.
I tell you what, we've done a lot of work. We spend more time in practice on our defense than our offense because sometimes we don't shoot well. And, you know, we have a couple different schemes that we run. And, you know, we've been switching things up. And the kids are getting it right now. And, you know, we make a few mistakes, but, you know, if we keep playing like we are right there, defensively it'll keep us in some games.
Tell me what you think about your basketball team right now, because I know you still got a lot of the powers of the conference to play, but probably that opening night loss to Anselmo Myrna, people didn't realize at the time that Anselmo Myrna was going to be a really good basketball team. Then you lose to Gibbon, who was hot early. Riley gets hurt. They haven't really recovered, even though he's still getting 20 a game. And then you have that one point loss to Fullerton, who's a very good basketball team. But you've got some nice wins on your resume as well, including last time out beating Adams Central. So what do you think of your team?
I think we're progressing and progressing again. The defense is getting better and better. You know, we don't have a horrible loss. Fullerton's record's deceiving because they are finally getting people back. And even when we played them, they were missing one of their mm-hmm. best players. And since we got knocked off by them, they haven't lost since then. So, you know, they're kind of on a roll. Myrna's nice. And, you know, they're physical out there. You know, we learned a lot. And, you know, Gibbon's Gibbon. If they get rolling, they can score. But we got a lot of things, you know, coming up. Wood River this Friday. They got nice guards that are shooting the ball well and a nice post game. So, you know, our defense, it's really nice when teams only have guards or posts. But when they have both, Wood River's beat some nice teams this year, and, you know, we got to step up. And then it's Ravenna and Ord, both teams in our sub-district. So, you know, we're improving. I think we're on the right path, but we haven't peaked yet.
Let me ask you if your program, the boys' program, benefited the most from the co-op this year with Arcadia, because I know you lost all those seniors from last year. And even if these kids went to Loup City, they grew up in Arcadia. A lot of these guys, you tell me it's almost a 50-50 split this year.
Well, I tell you what, with the kids we're putting in the game, it is almost a 50-50 split. I think both schools on this boys' side, and well, as a whole, boys and girls, but for our boys, we have benefited a ton. Arcadia wouldn't have been able to play any JV games, and you know, to get that growth, we would have been stuck with only two quarters probably. We hadn't won a JV game in 2 years until this year, and now we've only lost two JV games. And there's no substitute with having a little bit of success, even at that level. And the kids feel good about themselves. They come to practice, they're ready to work, and you know, it just buys into the program.
And Coach, even with all this basketball, I know that the kids, you, your family, heavy heart right now. You're missing one of your longtime assistants in Mark Higgins as they're going. We talked about it briefly at halftime, just wishing the family, saying that everybody's behind them in their prayers. And I know right now they're going through a tough time.
By the way, thank you for the shout out to them. They texted my wife here a little bit ago and said that meant the world to them. And you know, they're family. Mark is our FCA advisor. And Deb is always around school, and Mitch is the kid that every parent should want to have a boy like Mitch Higgins.
Yeah.
And you know, he played basketball for us. He worked his tail off, and he's just a class act all the way around. And you know, we all wish him, you know, the speedy recovery and the healthy recovery that, you know, and it's going to take time, but he's got all kind, you know, a lot of prayers, a lot of support.
Well, got to get health, got to get him back in line, because I need Mark here, because at least he shadows you out with that big, tall frame. I don't have to see you as much standing over there when Coach Higgins is on the bench. So we need to get all our prayers in on that side, and hopefully things work out well.
Yes, you know, we keep things in the right direction.
Yeah, it's not all about basketball.
Never.
But you guys are doing real well, and Coach, I know we'll see you soon, and I just can't wait to the conference tournament, because as we drove up here today, we were trying to think if this conference has, I mean, there's always good teams, but right now I said, well, you wouldn't want to draw them. You don't want to draw them. You don't want to draw them. At least seven or eight teams that could win more than one game in this tournament.
Exactly. We've been looking at it, and we tell our guys every time we're fighting to get one of those top four seeds, so we don't have to go on the road. And just getting a home seat doesn't mean you don't have a buzzsaw coming in. Adams Central's got three huge, very tough games coming up with Donovan and GI Northwest and GICC. And within the realm of possibility, they could be a seven seed in our conference, and that's Hastings Adams Central, who is one of they're one of the top 15, 20 teams. I mean, in C1, they're a darn good ball club, and That says great things about our conference, the depth that we have.
Well, Paul, we'll let you get out of here on this Tuesday night. Congratulations on the win. Always great to see you. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Doug, thank you for everything you guys do.
You bet.
Appreciate
no problem.
It.
We'll take a final break and wrap things up on the Mesco Sports postgame show after this.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo ham-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
You've been listening to the Mesco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're so glad to have you along with us. Again, the final scores tonight, Arcadia Loup City really did the job at home. 46-21 of the girls' game, Alexa Gock with 22, Jessica Urich with 11 of the boys' game, 28 points, 11 rebounds for Robbie Ritz, 22 points from Brady Lewandowski in a 59-38 victory. It is Axtell and Elm Creek coming up
Thursday night on Classic Hits 98.9, the Breeze 94.5. We'll have the Minden doubleheader with Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden girls won, St. Cecilia lost to Northwest. And we will have Kearney Catholic St. Paul Thursday night on ESPN 1460. Want to say a big thank you to our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us for High School Hoops tonight. Again, the final of the boys game, Arcadia Loop City 59 and Shelton 38.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Moms of America.